Wow.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Books and Betches, not to be confused with Books and...
Eggs.
I'm Kristen, and with me I have...
Edgar.
That's Erica. Maria. That's Erica and Maria.
I just thought of, I like eggs.
True.
From the Amanda Show. Oh,
this yeah. is a book podcast where we swear, we spoil, we talk about sex, eggs. And we suck at it.
We talk about spoiled eggs.
This week... What? This week is a little different. We are talking about a story that my friend Katie,
our friend Katie,
sent to us.
It's from Andy Weir.
That's what I said. Yeah.
I'm just saying how it got to this.
It's a real story from a famous author.
Correct.
But she's the one that told us about it.
Explaining how I came about it. So Katie sent this to me. She was like, you should read this. And it's called The Egg by Andy Weir. It's short. It takes about 5 minutes to read it. Not even. Mm-hmm. We were talking about maybe just reading it.
Yeah.
We're just going to read it.
Should we just read it?
Start it.
All right. So for the next 5 minutes, if you want to skip ahead, you can skip ahead if you've already read this story. The Egg by Andy Weir. We're going to read it real quick and then we're going to discuss because it has a lot to do with the meaning of life. And here we go. The Egg by Andy Weir. You were on your way home when you died. It was a car accident. Nothing particularly remarkable, but fatal nonetheless. You left behind a wife and 2 children. It was a painless death. The EMTs tried their best to save you, but to no avail. Your body was so utterly shattered, you were better off. Trust me. And that's when you met me. What happened? You asked. Where am I? You died, I said, matter-of-factly. No point in mincing words. There was a truck, and it was skidding. Yep, I said. I died? Yep. Don't feel bad about it. Everyone dies, I said. You looked around. There was nothingness, just you and me. What is this place? You asked. Is this the afterlife? More or less, I said. Are you God? You asked. Yep, I replied. I'm God. My kids, my wife, you said. What about them? Will they be all right? That's what I like to see, I said. You just died and your main concern is for your family. That's good stuff right there. You looked at me with fascination. To you, I didn't look like God. I just looked like some man, or possibly a woman. Some vague authority figure, maybe. More of a grammar school teacher than the Almighty. Don't worry, I said. They'll be fine. Your kids will remember you as perfect in every way. They didn't have time to grow content for you. Your wife will cry on the outside, but will be secretly relieved. To be fair, your marriage was falling apart. If it's any consolation, she'll feel very guilty for feeling relieved. Oh, you said. So what happens now? Do I go to heaven or hell or something? Neither, I said. You'll be reincarnated. Ah, you said. So the Hindus were right. All religions are right in their own way, I said. Walk with me. You followed me along as we strode through the void. Where are we going? Nowhere in particular, I said. It's just nice to walk while we talk. So what's the point then, you asked.
When I get reborn, I'll just be a blank slate, right? A baby? So all my experiences and everything I did in this life won't matter. Not so, I said. You have within you all of the knowledge and experiences of all your past lives. You just don't remember them right now. I stopped walking and took you by the shoulders. Your soul is more magnificent, beautiful, and gigantic than you could possibly imagine. A human mind can only contain a tiny fraction of what you are. It's like sticking your finger in a glass of water to see if it's hot or cold. You put a tiny part of yourself into the vessel, and when you bring it back out, you've gained all the experiences it had. You've been in a human for the last 48 years, so you haven't stretched out yet and felt the rest of your immense consciousness. If we hung out here for long enough, you'd start remembering everything, but there's no point to doing that between each life. How many times have I been reincarnated then? Oh, lots, lots and lots. And into lots of different lives, I said. This time around, you'll be a Chinese peasant girl in 540 AD. Wait, what? You stammered. You're sending me back in time? Well, I guess technically, time, as you know it, only exists in your universe. Things are different where I come from. Where you come from, you said? Oh, sure, I explained. I come from somewhere else. And there are others like me. I know you'll want to know what it's like there, but honestly, you wouldn't understand. Oh, you said, a little let down. But wait, if I get reincarnated to other places in time, I could have interacted with myself at some point.
Sure. Happens all the time. And with both lives only aware of their own lifespan, you don't even know what's happening. So what's the point of it all? Seriously? I asked. Seriously, you're asking me the meaning of life? Isn't that a little stereotypical? Well, it's a reasonable question, you persisted. I looked you in the eye. The meaning of life, the reason I made this whole universe, is for you to mature. You mean mankind? You want us to mature? No, just you. I made this whole universe for you. With each new life, you grow and mature and become a larger and greater intellect. Just me? What about everyone else? There is no one else, I said. In this universe, there's just you and me. You stared blankly at me. But all the people on Earth. All you. Different incarnations of you. Wait, I'm everyone? Now you're getting it, I said, with a congratulatory slap on the back. I'm every human being who ever lived, or who will ever live. Yes. I'm Abraham Lincoln? And you're John Wilkes Booth, too, I added. I'm Hitler? You said, appalled. And you're the millions he killed. I'm Jesus? And you're everyone who followed him. You fell silent. Every time you victimize someone, I said, you're victimizing yourself. Every act of kindness you've done to yourself. Every happy and sad moment ever experienced by any human was, or will be, experienced by you. You thought for a long time. Why, you asked me, why do all of this? Because someday you will become like me, because that's what you are. You're one of my kind. You're my child. Whoa, you said incredulous. You mean I'm a god? No, not yet. You're a fetus. You're still growing. Once you've lived every human life throughout all time, you will have grown enough to be born. So the whole universe, you said, it's just an egg, I answered. Now it's time for you to move on to your next life. And I sent you on your way.
Woo! Chills. This shit's crazy.
This was wild.
Yeah.
Damn, Andy Weir. I think he's going to become one of my favorite authors if I read more of his books.
I talk about reincarnation a lot with Michael, my husband. It's interesting. It's an interesting concept. I think, like, we all want to understand life after death. We all want to understand death, but it's, like, something that, obviously, we're all not going to understand.
No.
But then you get into once you start talking about death, you talk about religion. You know, some people believe that their souls move on to heaven or hell. Some people believe that you get reincarnated. Some people believe that once you die and that's it. That's kind of like the boat that I'm in. But I was curious to hear your guys' thoughts and like, how do you feel about life after death? Do you believe in reincarnation? Mm. I think it's an interesting topic for us to talk about.
Yeah, I'm big on reincarnation. I'm big in like past lives. And I think that, and I really, really do think this, that like there are people who have like natural affinity to like animals or like,
yeah.
Have you seen that croc, the swamp puppy guy?
Yes.
On like,
I say yoink. That guy. Yoink. I say yoink.
Every time I grab
but, like,
cat,
he has yoink. A natural affinity to like some of these animals. And it's sure. Like, how, like, you cannot tell me that guy was not a fucking
Steve
crocodile.
Irwin. Yeah.
He was not a crocodile in a previous life or like a fucking snake or people who are great with horses or dogs or like Caesar, like for dog, you know what I mean? With animals. Like, I feel like those people were that thing in like a most recent past life. And that's why their affinity is like so close to like themselves, because they were those things in like previous lives. I think that like your natural affinities are like something that comes from like your soul.
I like that.
Agreed.
What about you?
I've always felt that reincarnation was a thing. I always talk about what we were in past lives. My dad and I say it all the time.
Yeah.
We always like pick a new thing. Like the latest thing for me is like the cars I like. They all happen to be European. He's like, you were European in a past life.
Interesting.
I can tell. You just were.
That's really interesting. I liked, so Neil deGrasse Tyson, this is like the only time where I was ever like, wow, that makes so much fucking sense. Mm. So Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking about what happens when we die. And like scientifically, when we die, we're all made up of matter, right? Mm-hmm. That's literally what we are. Everything around us is made up of matter. We're made up of matter. When we die, the energy and that matter has to go somewhere. So it's released.
Newton's third law.
So it's released
energy
back.
Energy cannot be created nor destroyed.
Exactly. So when we die, our atoms, everything that makes us us, is released back into the universe. Mm. I thought that was beautiful, right? Like, I don't know if there's a soul, right? And I don't really, to be honest with you, I don't care, because if my soul doesn't have a conscious being attached to it, why do I care if it goes to heaven or hell? But the idea of us going back into the universe makes me believe reincarnation even more, because it's like, what happens to all of that matter, that energy, like what's real? It really sends me into a spiral. But like,
Neil deGrasse Tyson does that, people.
Yeah,
I know.
Spirals a lot of people.
I've had weird vision, not visions, but like memories that don't exist. And I don't know if I'm pulling them from movies or if I'm pulling them from books from when I was like five.
Interesting.
But I've had a specific one, and I don't know if I've told any, like I haven't told a lot of people this, but like, it's like I'm in a wagon and I'm going down this field and there's a hill and I'm in a blue dress and I have a bonnet. I swear to God.
Oregon Trail?
Maybe, but I've never like see. I don't know. Maybe I painted this picture when I was like five and now it's been with me forever.
Yeah.
But it feels so real to me. I can't explain it.
Interesting.
I'm telling, like, I'm talking about, you know, past lives to Mike, and he goes, you know, it's weird. I have this reoccurring dream that I'm at a ball and this woman comes down these stairs wearing this blue dress. And she's blonde.
Stop it.
I swear to God. Stop I was it. Laying in bed and I was like, have I ever told you? And he's like, what? And I tell him the story. He's like, and he's like freaking out. And like, we had this moment where I was just like, this is fucking bizarre. Aww. And then everybody that I talked, like Katie was like, you probably saw like, he probably saw like Beauty and the Beast or something.
I was like, it's a yellow dress.
I was like, you're absolutely right.
It's a yellow dress and Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Come but on it's now. Like.
Cinderella.
Yeah, Cinderella. That's the maybe, one that I yeah. meant. But it's like heavenly ascent. So the woman that we see.
Yeah.
She does past life readings. Mm-hmm. I really, really want to go.
She's told me mine.
Really?
It wasn't like, I didn't ask for it. She just like mentioned it.
Okay.
I think it was her. She's the only one I've seen.
What would they? What did she say?
She said that she saw me in a past life under a church that I used to be.
A nun?
A nun. And that the reason why I don't connect with religion now is because I was so devoted in a past life.
I believe
And what's crazy is I didn't tell her I don't connect to religion like that.
Wow.
I didn't say anything.
Wow.
But she's like, I just see you in the basement of a church, this like kind of castle-like church. Obviously it gives me European vibes, yeah. Or like Spanish vibes, like, yeah. Portugal kind of thing. And that you were a protector of people, and there was like war happening above you, and you were like a nurse to everyone under the church to protect people. So that's she just said it out of the freaking blue.
Holy shit.
And she's like, the reason why you don't connect with religion, you don't do it now in this life, is because you were so devoted in a past life.
Interesting.
And it's true. I don't connect like that to religion. Like, my mom is very religious.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
We've tried.
I have my beliefs in my higher powers. I have my belief in the universe and in spirit guides and everything. I do have my beliefs for it, but I don't run my life on it in the way that most people who are religious do.
True.
And it's just, I can't. Sometimes I think it's like, what if it's just science? What if it's just, you know?
I think our brains are wired differently. Like,
I always think back to, you're taught something as a child. You're taught generation to generation, God, 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 God.
Yeah.
If you're not told otherwise, you're not given other perspectives.
Yeah.
You don't think of other perspectives, and then you're pigeonholed into only one belief.
Exactly. I think like what we're seeing right now in the country, in the world, is like a lack of religion. Like our generation has kind of like stepped away from it a little bit. And now the younger generation is starting to like step away from it again.
Yeah.
But like now we have like shitty people. Like, well, I feel like we have way shittier people like that.
I think people are hiding behind religion.
Yeah. Like, there's the other side shitty. Of it too, right? Yeah. So then you have people who are like very anti-religion, and now you're always going to have the opposite side.
Right.
So you're always going to have the fanatics that are like, basically like
horrible people, like the worst people hiding
behind it. But like, part of religion was, I believe,
we need religion to teach is good. Yeah,
religion was to keep people in line.
Yeah,
like I don't care how you fucking slice the pie. That's what it was meant to do. The Ten Commandments are just like, hey, don't fuck around.
Like, and that should be taught in school still, not in a religion, like not in a religious sense.
But it should be a like set of like it should rules be like to be like,
hey, let's all be good fucking people. Like that should be what, something that's taught. Yeah,
it's not a
the sad thing is that it's not just school.
I know
it has to be in the home.
Oh yeah, that's it comes down to the parents.
But like, I'm not religious whatsoever. I don't like. I mean, I always joke about this that like, I pray to a God I don't believe in a lot of times.
Praying
like
to
when
a God.
Something, yeah, like literally, yeah. I say that all the time.
Me
because
too.
It's like, I don't actually believe, but like that one.
But it's that what
infinitesimal,
if.
Like, yeah. Like, if I need it, then I better. But I talk about this with my friend.
You would go to
cafeteria Catholic.
Yeah.
You pick when you and pick choose.
Yeah, that's
things.
What you said. Yeah.
But we talk about this, and I talk about this a lot, is like intention. Is that, like, just because you do kind acts and you do good things does not mean that, like, you are doing them for the right reasons.
Exactly.
Like, I know a lot of people. I have a couple of friends that I am no longer friends with that I always felt like they did things because they wanted them to, like, they wanted
to
me,
tell you.
They wanted me to do it back to them.
Right.
Ooh. So they only did things to make me feel guilty to do it for them, too.
Yeah, that's fucked.
And, like, yeah. That type of... like
transactional
giving,
friendship,
yeah.
Or giving just in general, that's not a genuine intent.
Exactly.
So to me, my problem with religion is always like, I need a little bit more. I have a lot of questions that are unanswered. And to me, I think intention matters. And religions often just don't talk about that. They often are very much like, no, your good deeds matter.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I don't give a shit about the good deeds.
Right.
I want to know who you are as a person and what you are, why you're doing the things that you're doing.
Yeah, that's fair. I think the thing about this story in particular, this Andy Weir story, was at the end when it was like, you're everyone. I don't think I believe
liked that, though.
I liked it a lot, but I don't believe, like, if reincarnation is true, that idea of, like, you're everyone fucks me up so much because the concept of time.
I think it for me, it bubbles up into the idea of, like, space being never ending.
Well, that's when I start to get into, like,
anxiety.
Nothing's real. Like, I just start
thinking, yeah. So then that gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Because
me too.
Now I'm
me
like,
too.
How big is the world? How big is the universe? How big is, like, mm-hmm. space? And then it's like, we're every single person in the world. There's 10 billion people in the world. Like, there's probably a fucking alternate universe that, like,
that's what I'm saying.
What I mean?
There's
like,
more universes.
It gets almost overwhelming.
Oh, I'm watching a YouTuber. You're going to be like, your algorithm
is so random.
I found, this is the craziest thing. I found this man that created a, it's like his own, not a terrarium, not a, what are those called? I don't know, but he made like his own, forest essentially. It's like a giant tank. He got,
a greenhouse?
Trees from a forest. It's just like the size of like this room, basically.
So a greenhouse kind of thing.
It's like a terrarium. I don't know.
Terrarium.
Terrarium.
Okay.
And he is watching these species interact. And the way he films. He's playing God. But the way he films it is insane. It's ridiculous. Like, it's really well done. It's like a document. It's the crazy. Maria,
is it on YouTube?
You're gonna
tell me it's YouTube.
Oh, it's YouTube.
Thank God.
He stands in front of it. It's very well shot. So the thing is lit up behind him. He's kind of silhouetted in front of it going, like, those are the shots as he's like voiceovering, being like, my ants decided to start fighting with these other ants. Then you cut to close-ups of like the ants.
Fight.
He's literally a god, right?
Send this to
me. And all I could think was, imagine being that little ant in this tank and this man is above you watching you fight with these other. All I could think is like, that's probably us. Like, there's probably an alien out there.
I've always said we are
playing
the marbles
with us.
In Men in Black.
I think we're an experiment.
Black, we're in a marble.
Yeah.
That's what I think we are.
I think we're an experiment to see how human, like Maze Runner.
I was thinking that on the way here.
Yeah.
I can't remember how I came to this thing in my head about it, but I was just thinking how, like, I am a speck on this planet.
Yes.
You know what always fucks me up?
What?
Is thinking about, like, think about, like, Jesus, so, like, ACBC, like, all that shit, right? From like the beginning of like the war, like of humankind to, I don't know, let's say like the 1800s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like from that time to that time is, I think, like what, like 3,000 years?
Something
like
that.
Yeah. 4,000 years.
It's
and
not
then
that much.
From that to now, too like
much.
We have iPhones.
Too much.
I
think
I know.
About that all the time.
I know.
How did we advance so
too
fast?
Fast.
In 200 years.
Too fast.
Versus the last 4,000.
That's why it's terrifying.
I think about that a lot.
Like,
that's
why
it's terrifying. How did we discover, how did they discover like electricity and they didn't do it back then?
I think about this all the
time. Like what changed?
So do I.
And like what's left to
what
discover?
Changed?
You know?
What changed?
I don't know.
How did they figure that out and they didn't?
I don't know. Like my grandfather didn't know what colored TV was and then and it wasn't that long. It didn't take that long for them to figure it out.
Well, we've experienced, like, I don't understand how, like Michelangelo could see the planets and figure, like, how did they know all of that?
How do we know anything? What
technology?
How do we have language and are able to communicate right now?
No, it's the lights in my eyes.
Like, how are we talking to
imagine
each other?
I'm just sitting here crying while this is a life. Like, oh my God.
I feel like
God.
We gotta take a break.
But you know what I mean? Like, that, I know. That fucks me up so badly because I'm like, how did, like, and some of those, like the Mayans and like the ancient, like some of these ancient tech, like, they say that they were super advanced.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, to what degree? Because then you went back to fucking like nothing.
That's why I think
now,
people believe in religion. Like, it's an easy kind of answer.
But I keep thinking about that book we read.
Yeah.
Not Part of Hail Mary, but the other one, the winter one.
Oh yeah, Winter
and
World.
And how they were basically restarting the world over and over again. They're like, yeah, you're an experiment, and yeah, you tend, or maybe it's Andy Weir's. Maybe it's Part of Hail Mary. You tend to fail every time, like, you only reach, yeah, a certain point and you civilization fails and we start over.
Yeah,
I tend to think about that a lot.
You
that
have brought,
I always
up,
say we're not meant, yes, to evolve.
No, Maria, the other point that you've always made that has tripped me out is what? That we're not on the right timeline.
We're not. I swear we jumped. There's something fucked up. Something happened in the last 4 to 5 years that took us on the wrong path, and we are on the wrong universe.
I think she's,
and I,
right,
hate it.
When I think about the world, I always think, I like right now, I'm like, is the world gonna end in my like time?
I,
like,
think about that a lot, and that's, yeah, where I struggle with the children thing. I'm, yeah, like, I want to have a kid, and
I think about it all the time now.
And I know, yeah, you have a kid. It's scary. It's just like me and Mike talk about this almost every day, where we're like, all the floods that just started happening. That was, we were like kind of on the, maybe we will have a kid. All that stuff happened. And we were both just like, are we sure we want to have a kid? Like, a lot of shit is like, it's getting really bad, especially with like environmental stuff.
I don't want kids.
It's just scary.
I keep thinking, the more I think about it, the more I understand that the reason why I even consider it is just for my family.
Yeah, that's not okay.
It's not for me.
That's not okay. My family always tells me, don't do it if you don't want to. And,
yeah,
if people,
I think,
are pressuring
about, my
you,
mom
don't,
wants to be a grandma so bad.
Yeah.
I don't know about my dad, because he doesn't talk about it. Thank God. Thanks, Dad. Mm-hmm. He doesn't talk about it with me like that. He doesn't like badger me about getting in a relationship.
Yeah.
But my mom, she's meant to be a grandma, man. Aww. That woman loves kids.
Aww. It's just crazy because
you can give her yours if you want when you have it. Because like, she'll take care of everyone's kids.
Well, it's wild.
Taylor Hudson too.
Because when, yeah, we were kids, we weren't we thought that our parents or the people that were taking care of us, we thought that they had it together as adults.
They
like,
did
we
not.
Thought, we thought adults were fine. And now as we're adults and we're having kids, I'm just like, damn, we are so fucked.
But our parents,
my age,
didn't,
they
think
had both
that
of us.
Really?
Like, our parents don't feel how we felt.
No, they had a different,
that's,
upbringing.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a lot,
like,
different.
They weren't
now,
like, oh, our parents didn't have it. Or when they were 10 years old, they weren't sitting there going, oh, our parents have it together. And then when they were 30, being like, oh, no, they actually didn't. They were like, oh, no, they always had it together. And, right, then when they were 30, they're like, yep, they had it together.
Yeah.
Like,
not wild.
They never not were.
Yeah.
I also believe like on top of the technological differences that we are from the 1800s or whatever, even between our generations.
Yeah.
From our parents to us.
So different.
It's such a different dynamic that we will never be able to like.
It's money. It's
understood.
Like economic stuff.
Economics.
Is,
no. Social.
Yeah.
Wise, like,
technology.
A lot of things that our parents went through are not things we go through or think about.
Right.
It's a different time.
I mean, you could literally, and I don't say this to like, to talk down on anybody's like job or anything, but like you could be an hourly employee that works at like a grocery store or a laundromat or the gas station and still own a home.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And now you have people who are making six figures,
yep,
that can't afford a home. And I'm not saying that those aren't good jobs or anything. Like, I'm not saying,
yeah,
that, but I'm just saying,
no,
like,
I think they're so essential.
You have people, yeah, who are making 3, 4, 5, 10 times the
I would
amount.
Say our most essential workers are the one making the least amount of,
yes,
money. It's so fucked up.
Yes.
I would go to a grocery store sometimes and
we,
like,
saw the grocers were so important.
Oh, you know,
pandemic,
what makes me really mad though is when people say that certain people don't deserve an hourly, like, you don't deserve $15 an hour, which is now way too little. I think,
mm-hmm,
we need to be pushing that to like 25. Mm-hmm. But either way, people are like, you don't deserve $15 an hour minimum wage. You shouldn't raise it. And then I'm in a grocery store with those same type of people who are going, nobody wants to work anymore. Why aren't there enough people here? And it's like, because you don't want to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to give them a fucking livable wage.
I also think
that shit drives me nuts. Sorry.
I also think we, our generation especially, because I remember you guys remember Education Connection.
Yeah.
get it connected
for free. Education connection.
Okay, yeah. So we grew up with the idea of go to college so you get a good job.
Yeah, no matter right? what.
So every blue collar job was frowned upon. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be an electrician. You don't want to be a plumber.
You hear
now
the stats?
No one can find them.
Yep.
You hear the stats?
What?
50% of college kids, high school kids graduating are not going to college this year.
Good.
Good for them.
Yeah.
It's good a waste for them. Of money most of the time.
Isn't that it fucking is. Insane?
That is insane. I just hope they're able to find a job because we've also.
I hope they get certified for things.
They said something like 95% of employers are not going good. To require a college degree
good.
Anymore.
Well, now you see, you but need 8 years of experience, but it's an entry level job.
But that's the problem. They're going to lower the salary because they're going to be like, you don't have an education.
That's
have,
so annoying.
Because they're going to lower the standard in which they need
you know what
experience.
They don't want to pay more crazy. Anyway.
Everything
yes,
I have learned.
Lowering. Because they're gonna so like if you have a college education you have a something to stand on to be like I paid $200,000 for an education I should
to be certified for this
I should at least be paid what I fucking had to pay for per year in college
teachers
whatever.
Have it the worst
but now
teachers are so underpaid
and they're making them get their masters now spend money on a master's
they'll take a high school age kid 18 right out of high school and they'll be like, well, I'm only going to pay you $30,000. And then they can slowly, bringing them up like $3,000 a year.
That's so fucked.
Little merit increases.
Corporate America is just
the worst, man.
It's just getting worse and worse every
this
year.
This turned into a very different conversation.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The world sucks.
Yeah, it all comes down
that's
to.
That's what I always say.
Here's what it comes down to. We're all going to die, right?
What I did
it's the one thing we can't
about
escape.
This, the one of the lines, my favorite lines from it was, everyone you were kind to
yes.
was yourself.
Loved that.
Everyone you were hurting was yourself.
Loved that.
I think it opens your eyes now to how people treat each other.
Yes.
No one treats each other with respect anymore. Everyone's so unkind and mean.
So pretend
if
you're talking to yourself.
If you see yourself, but sometimes your worst critic is your own person.
True, true.
So,
just be nice to people.
But just be nice to people. I think that was a very beautiful thing to say.
Lead
there.
With kindness.
We all have
lead
no
with empathy
idea what the people around us are going through.
Yup.
No idea. Somebody could be the biggest asshole to you and they just went through the worst possible thing in their entire life. Mm-hmm. Take it with grace and move on. Like, I can't.
Grace, man. That's like the word of the year.
I just can't like express that enough. Like, there's times where like I feel like I've been, you know, like taken advantage of, like in a grocery store or something. Somebody like kind of like fucks you over, says something. Like, literally move on. Like, that person is probably
road rage.
Road rage is a big one. I've been getting a lot better at that too.
I'm getting better.
Trying.
My dad won't believe me.
Let's not look at the dash cam.
I don't have a dash. We don't want me in a dash cam.
But yeah,
but I'm getting better. I used to get mad. People like cut off and like are rude and stuff. I still have my moments.
Yeah.
But I'm getting better. What I don't like is when people like almost hit me.
Yeah.
That's where I am.
Well, people are driving faster than ever now.
Dude.
I don't know what is going
95
on.
95 has become a fast and furious racetrack.
It's bad.
And it makes me uncomfortable.
I live on a main road. It's scary.
I used to. I could drive at night like nobody's business. Now I want to avoid it.
Yeah.
Like when Kate was coming, I told her after, I was like, I kind of don't want to pick you up super late because 95 is a hellhole.
I told Mike he's not allowed to bike on any of these roads. I said, you can go in the woods and you can mountain bike, but you will not get, he wants a road bike. And I'm like, no, you're going to fucking get hit by a car.
Yeah,
like,
people
that's
don't,
not,
people don't know.
Not allowing it.
Hit and run them too. They're going to leave.
Anyway, we're all going to die. Be nice to each other. That's the moral of the story.
Thanks Katie for bringing this up. I liked it.
Yeah, this is really good. If you have thoughts on this, this is one that I actually like really, truly want to hear.
Yeah, I love the thoughts on these.
Has anybody connected with a past life? Has anybody gone and like past lives, I think, are the most interesting.
I think they're so
have you
interesting.
Ever gone to a past life reader and like tell me more about that? Because I love those stories. It was like our haunted stories. We got some really good ones. So, give us your.
I told you guys that what I thought was not a haunted story turns out to be it was a ghost.
Yes. See?
Yeah.
So give us your past life stories and maybe we'll all go see Lee together sometime. But thank you so much, everybody, for listening. You can let us know those things on our Instagram. That's books_n_betches, BETCHES. Click the link in our link tree. You'll find our YouTube. Subscribe, please. It helps the algorithm. Those are the words that I think we're supposed to say. And we
it
love you.
It helps boost our channel.
Yeah, we love you so much. Thanks so much for being here. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.